USA News, I'm Dave Collins. A young Israeli-American child is among the hostages being reunited with family members after being released on the third day of a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. President Biden confirmed 4-year-old Abigail Eidan arrived safely back in Israel today in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. Speaking to reporters in Nantucket, Massachusetts, Biden said he's hopeful a 4-day truce can be extended so all of the hostages, including other Americans, can safely return to their families. More humanitarian aid's being delivered to people struggling in war-torn Gaza. The Palestinian Red Crescent Society says it received 187 trucks from the Egyptian Red Crescent Saturday, a convoy they said was loaded with much-needed food, water, medicine, and emergency medical supplies. Pope Francis delivered his Sunday prayer and message from the chapel of his Vatican residence instead of from the balcony overlooking St. Peter's Square. The Pope's remarks were televised on a jumbotron so he didn't have to venture outside in the cold while suffering from the flu. The 86-year-old Francis went to a Rome hospital Saturday for a scan that ruled out lung complications. The Pope is still scheduled to travel to Dubai later in the week to attend the UN Climate Change Conference. President Joe Biden had a busy day on Friday with briefings on the hostage release in Gaza, where the first phase went well. Despite the serious discussions, Biden later joined in traditional day after Thanksgiving festivities on Nantucket, including lunch with his family, shopping at local stores, and participating in the town's Christmas tree lighting. Biden's White House kept the president up to date all weekend long with any developments in the Israeli-Hamas ceasefire. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Holiday shoppers are expected to spend billions of dollars online this year. Adobe Analytics estimated nearly $9.6 billion would be spent on Black Friday, and of course, tomorrow is Cyber Monday. Holiday shopping deals keep popping up earlier in November each year. The trend took off in 2020 with the pandemic during a time when more deals were being pushed online to prevent large crowds in stores. A Florida retailing expert says shopping will be up and some prices will be down at least a little bit during the holiday shopping season.
Prices have fallen a lot on TVs and printers. So if you actually look at a circular on that or you look online, the prices are going way down.
University of South Florida marketing professional Carol Osborne says shoppers are heading back to brick-and-mortar stores to check out merchandise. Even though they may finish the purchases online, the shopping forecast is a 3% increase in retail sales. Google Maps is introducing a revamped color scheme, with roadways now appearing in shades of gray instead of white and yellow. Parks and grassy areas are a slightly brighter green, while water is now a more turquoise blue. Despite mixed options about the new aesthetics, Google Maps has enhanced features, including additional information on electric vehicle charging stations and improved search capabilities. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.